Welcome in Amber, Trish, and Hector joining us on behalf of the North Platte Cedar Room in the Canteen District. Guys, good to see you back in the studio.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to Hello. See you as well.
Hector, I think last time we had you in, we were talking about the big anniversary celebration, believe it or not.
Yeah, it came and went pretty quick, just like everything else, right?
Yeah.
It was a great time for us. You know, it's a unbelievable landmark. You know, we talk a lot about business, and in the first 2 years are probably the toughest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we soared with flying colors, and you know, and it's all because of the customers that we have, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the quality of the food that we have. You know, a lot of people tell us, you know, we've eaten steaks all over the place, mm-hmm. and this place is bar none.
But it's not just steak, Trish. It's everything on the menu. Rather, you're wanting to come in and have that nice dining experience for a nice supper to celebrate, maybe something with the steak along those lines. You're just stopping in for lunch with a cheeseburger. It's all top of the line, top to bottom.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the fun part of it is doing our weekly offering, like our lunch offerings. Mm-hmm. We're able to bring in different stuff. This week we're doing the carne asada, which was inspired by Hector. And now people are saying, when are you doing that again? And so when we put on the website, back by popular demand, that's absolutely what it mm-hmm. is. Our Asian chuck flap that we did that was Hector inspired. You know, people, when are you going to do that again? When are you going to do that again? So that's been fun for us. But to bring in some new things that people haven't tried, and they'll say, you know, the Cedar Room, we didn't think ethnic food. We didn't think Chinese food. And it's incredible. Mm-hmm. And so that's really fun to be able to change things up from time to time. And even our special this week, our PM special is an elk filet mignon mm-hmm. with their choice of a side. And it is blowing out of the restaurant. Mm-hmm. Had to bring in a few more cases of that. Found out our elk is sourced from Canada. So
oh, cool.
People like to know where that wild game's coming from. So yeah, we've got some fun stuff and some new stuff coming on.
I will tell you, we had some customers too, Tristan. This last week, they tipped everybody, the bartender, and they tipped the back of the house because their elk was so good.
Wow.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen too often.
No, the kids were pretty excited about that.
It happened, but they even tipped everybody in the back because the elk was so good. I'm like, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was fun.
And that's one thing I love about the Cedar Room too, Trish, is we're talking about unique items that you can't just pick up anywhere. We're talking about elk.
Yep.
We have duck back on the menu here in the near future.
Yep.
And even simple things like rabbit, too, that can be done right and can be very delicious.
Yep, absolutely. We're doing a lot of that fall stuff, a lot of the wild game this fall. So check our Facebook page. Make sure you're watching that because all of our specials, all of our offerings, lunch and PM, are listed on there every week. So mm-hmm. we had people call yesterday, do you got the walleye? Not today, but we might tomorrow. We just are bringing in some really fun stuff, so we're excited about that.
And Amber, Trish said fall. Are we getting the fall drink menu ready, too?
Yes, we're closing out on our summer cocktail list this week, and then I'm going to probably next week have our fall cocktails out, all the pumpkin and
fresh honeycomb.
Apples.
Fresh honeycomb.
We'll have our fresh honeycomb old-fashioned again back this year. People loved that last year.
And the pumpkin and the pumpkin spices are going to be on.
Oh, yeah, the
week.
Drunken pumpkin will be back. That
well,
is
you have to pick up leaves out of the yard mm-hmm. extra early. Blame Amber. She brought fall on early.
Yeah, it's September now, you know.
It's
fair game.
The Karens and Lindas have requested their pumpkin.
And not only the cocktails, but we're going to be bringing on some new red wines here in the next few weeks that'll just pair so nicely with a lot of the dinner options that we have coming up. So I'm really excited to expand the wine menu as well as, you know, our fall cocktails. You just can't beat them. So
I think we talk a lot about the cocktails of the Cedar Room, and understandably so, because it's so unique with what mixologists can do and the variety, and they can pretty much do anything too if you have something that is
yeah we were
to
just
you,
talking but. About this before we came on. Our bar is just very specific to the Cedar Room. You're not going to run into too many bars like ours where not only do you know our owners let us play around and be very inventive with our drinks, but you know we're able to make pretty much any flavor you want out of uh-huh. anything and not use a whole lot of mixes. Uh-huh. We do it all by bitters, by simple syrups that we make in-house.
Purees.
we're just always trying to push the envelope with our drinks. So,
but not just that, the wine selection at the Cedar Room is just outstanding. If you want to go and have some simple wine on a budget, you can do that. If you want to have some real nice wine, rather be red or white, there's numerous options.
Honestly, our wine selection is great. Whether you want just a simple glass of wine up to, you know, $300 bottle of wine for your nice dinner party, something like that, we try to hit all spectrums as far as our wine selection goes. So
and speaking of dinner party sector, the Cedar Room always open for reservations. We were talking off the air, I was surprised there was a bridal shower there just a couple of weeks ago, and I thought, my goodness, it makes sense, but not something I thought of before for the Cedar Room.
Right, yeah. Oftentimes we have, you know, from bridal showers to baby showers to, you
graduations.
Know, graduations, celebrations, wedding rehearsals, all sorts of things, you know, and we can get very specific with their menus if that's what they like. Mm-hmm. Most generally, we defer to Trish so she can talk to the whomever's coordinating on their side, and they kind of plan it all out. And when, I don't know that we've had any customer that has had any complaints about it. Everybody's gone, you know, hey, you guys hit it right out of the bat, you know, right out of the park. So I mean, just give us a call and we'll take care of you.
And as we say that, believe it or not, the fall pretty much here, along with that, it's going to be those cooler temperatures, and that's meaning we're already getting into those time of the year where you're going to need to be planning for those holiday get-togethers for your staff, your family, your friends. And you kind of need to book those sooner rather than later.
100%. We've already had customers calling in looking for party dates for their holidays. And so, I mean, we're open and ready for you guys. So just come on by, call us, hit us up on Facebook, whatever it is, whatever means you prefer. We'll take care of you.
Yeah, you've already got some inquiries, but there are still dates open right now, right?
That is correct. Absolutely. Yes.
We have a lot of people that are booking their parties for October and November and doing their holiday party before December and getting it out of the way. And then we had some last year that went into January and February because December was too busy. But we do it Sundays and Mondays, too, when we're closed. If you want to do a private event, we're open Sundays and Mondays for private events. So just call us and we'll get that worked in.
Yep, and ideally, if you're looking for something like that, those are the days that we kind of block off, right? We have a full staff. You know, the kitchen is full and everything to make sure that your parties go off without a hitch.
Awesome. And if you want to book off one side of the Cedar Room, too, during the week, that's always an option outside of Sundays and Mondays.
Yes, sir. We prefer that to have the larger groups that are, you know, because if we close the one side and it's 20 people or 15 people, it's kind of, it hurts the business.
Sure.
But if it's a big party, yeah, most definitely.
Awesome.
And most generally, that's going to be at the bar unless requested otherwise.
Sure, sure. Well, and even if it's on the other side, there's that little window there, too.
Oh, of course.
The Cedar Room, it's always, there's always
the little pass-through.
We'll get it to you.
Guys, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
So something else that we're bringing up here, September 21st, we're going to have an interactive cocktail class.
Really?
If you will, date night. It will have 60 seats available. Amber, we'll have an interactive deal. Hopefully, your Amber sister.
I'm trying to get a little sidekick. You might have heard of my sister Ashley Aloy. She's over at the Playhouse. Uh-huh. But together, we're quite the duo. So the people are going to have a great time.
Oh, goodness.
She doesn't know she's coming yet. I'll make sure
she does now.
But not only the drinks, though. So we also have some appetizers to kind of help pair and whatnot as holiday parties come along. Yeah. If you want to host one at your home and you're looking for creative ideas on cocktails, this would be a perfect opportunity.
It'll be a really fun time. We'll teach you how to make a proper cocktail for your parties. You'll leave with some ideas for drinks, for food, and a little recipe card, some information to take with you. It'll be a really good time.
Cool. Yeah. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And this is open to 60 individuals.
60 tickets, yes.
Wow. Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's what we're doing. We're doing it on the bar side. Amber I don't know, co-host maybe will be up on the stage. The idea is to have folks come up and mix a cocktail themselves as well. You know, we're going to do it for about an hour.
So 5:30 to 6:30,
correct. And hopefully at the end of the night they have a fun time. And if it goes off well, then we'll continue to do it.
And what's the date for this?
The 21st. It's a Wednesday.
Okay.
September 21st.
Yes. This is really cool. So how can folks sign up for this, Amber?
Well, you can call the Cedar Room.
Yep.
And we'll just get you, we'll mark it that you'll be part of that party.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I imagine that's probably the
easiest
way.
On the reservation system.
Yeah, the reservation system. We'll just put you in as a party. I believe the tickets are going to be sold
here.
Yeah,
at the Cedar Room. We'll get the tickets done at the Cedar Room. We just want to make sure that if we get enough people that it goes off without a hitch, and that we have enough space for everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is awesome. What was the inspiration behind this, Amber?
Fun.
Yeah, fun, why not?
Well, it's going to be a great community service in a way, too, for folks.
I will tell you, part of the inspiration, we had two individual couples at the bar a few weeks ago, and they'd never sat at the bar. They've been into the Cedar Room quite a few times, but that night we were particularly busy, so that the only space that we had was the bar, and they got to looking and thinking, and it's like, oh, what do you recommend? I shot a lot of drinks at them, then it's like, oh my god, had we not ever sat over here, we would have never tried these cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
And just watching the mixologists do their work, they were really inspired. And so that's just like, wow, I think there's something here.
Yeah.
So, they had a lot of fun, and they opened up their palates to different drinks. And that's what the Cedar Room is all about, right?
That's
pushing
what we
the
love
boundary.
To do.
Open
sitting
up palates.
At the bar is my favorite spot to sit because you get to watch the sausage be made. So
really a good time. I love having people that have never really been to a bar like ours and just sit there and watch us. And you get a hunt. It's like you're a goldfish in a bowl a lot of the time.
Yeah.
But it's
feel like
so
you're on
fun.
Display
I love
at the
it.
Zoo.
Yeah, right.
A lot of the time, but it's so fun because everybody has so many questions because it's just kind of out of other people's like spectrum of thought. They don't think much about a cocktail coming, but when they actually get to watch and watch us do what we do, it's a lot of fun.
Oh, absolutely, it is.
Yeah. And there's very specific to the cocktails. I mean, there's an old-fashioned. Just about anywhere you go, you can get an old-fashioned.
Sure.
You can't get a Cedar Room old-fashioned.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Words
it's
don't
just
do
like,
it justice.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Like
or a whiskey sour or anything like that. People really love what we do there.
Right.
And a lot of it is because we use fresh ingredients and good quality alcohol.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Makes
it's going to be
difference.
A good opportunity to showcase some new appetizers,
yep.
too.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way we'll be bringing out some new appetizers, and they can try them, get some feedback, and if it's something that goes over really well, maybe it'll end up being a menu item.
Awesome.
So, that'll be fun, too.
Even more inspiration.
More.
Yes. Test dummy.
More.
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Encourage folks, make the reservations for this or for anything, Hector, by calling the Cedar Room or using the
correct.
Website.
Correct. Or Facebook, even.
Yep.
A lot of people hit us up on Facebook. And I guess the one other thing that I'd like to mention, and maybe it's too soon, but it's never too soon, I don't think.
It's never too soon.
So for next year, for our 3-year anniversary, God willing, that we're still here and we're still thriving, we're going to have a block party downtown.
Oh.
With a free concert and all of that. So The Innocents is going to be playing.
Cool.
Strings Attached is going to be playing.
Awesome.
And I believe there might be another band. So it'll be a pretty nice little concert for us.
Woodstock downtown.
That's going to be awesome.
It's going to be really cool. I'm really, really excited about that. I was like, I've got to let it out. Can't keep this cat in the box.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so it'll be a lot of fun. And like I said, God willing, and everything is still going well, then that's the intention right at this point.
Awesome.
Yep.
Well, Amber, Trish, Hector, always good to see you guys in the studio. Appreciate the time, and we'll do it again in a few weeks.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
Great.